There. Sorry, folks. Running a little late here. Stand by. Okay. Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 7th of June, 2021. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org or sdfarc.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect if you do not want to stay for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, and I am located in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, BE7KI, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And every week, Matthew and I scratch our heads to come up with some ideas. And it's getting harder and harder. We seem to be covering everything. And anyway, if we're missing the mark, please give us some suggestions, either in the mailing list or by sending an email to me, JWH, or Matthew, nonlinear, at sdf.org. And this week, I thought, you know, are you thinking about buying any new ham gear, in particular radio gear, like a transceiver or something? So if there's something you're shopping for, tell us about it. What are you looking for? How much are you thinking of paying? Et cetera, et cetera. Those of you who have checked in before, you know how we do this. We take several rounds of check-ins. And we'll take a separate or a special or we take special efforts to bring in people who might be trying to get in on the bridge that links DMR and System Fusion and All-Star over here to Echolink. So the way it works is I have a list of stations I see. VK6BQQ, KC3LYZ, and N4RNW. So if you heard your, if you just heard your call sign, you do not need to do anything. But if you did not, then you need to speak up so I can add you to my list, and we'll come back to you for your contribution to the net. So let's see, where am I here? Blah 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 blah. Right, so I'm ready to take check-ins from anyone who's listening and would like to be added to my check-in list. Please call now.
Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee.
And, of course, I forgot to mention that we don't do this one at a time. I can buffer several call signs, add them to my list. So, but I've got VK2DY. Let's see, is there anyone on DMR who... Well, let me see, because... Yes, the gateway is connected. So is there anyone out there on DMR or All-Star? Okay, I'll start going down my list here. First is KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia. SDF username, Robert R. I'm not looking at any radios at the moment. I think I might be checking out SDR, one of the new air supply models. Discovery or something like that, but other than that, pretty good shape for the next few months at least. And I just had a birthday last on the 3rd. We were doing some stuff like that, so we're having some nice restaurants and things. Back to that.
Okay, I think I was pretty much able to copy you there, Robert, but there was some buzzing sound on you there. Maybe a power supply leaking some ripple or something there. If you want to come back and later on in the net here and see if it has resolved. Next on my list is VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ, VK6BQQ. Yeah, there was a little RF getting in there. He must have been on a portable or something. But, yeah, your audio disappeared on us there, Wayne. Other than that, good morning from West Australia, VK6BQQ.
Oh, really? At what point did my audio disappear? Do you remember the last thing you heard before it went away?
Yeah, my call sign.
Well, I think maybe I stopped talking after I gave your call sign. that might explain why my voice disappeared. But I guess all's well. You knew to jump in there. Maybe I should be a little bit more verbose. Let's see, who's next on my list here? How about N4RNW?
Well, that sounds like me. N4RNW coming to you live from Southwest Florida, USA, planet Earth. Good evening to all, to you, Wayne, Reg, and the entire group. Nothing to report from down here. It's a nice, relaxing Sunday, and hope everybody's having a restful weekend. I'll be listening. And again, thanks, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you. That was Harold, wasn't it? Yes. And to answer the weekly question here, I'm sort of starting to think that maybe I should get one of these newer HF rigs. So, haven't really started researching yet, but evidently the sunspots are returning, and so it might be a good time to have a good HF rig. So an HF rig and a multi-band HF antenna, probably a mobile kind of antenna, so that I can use on my mobile home here. So anyway, that's what I'm thinking of. So let's see, who's next on my list here? How about VK2DY?
Well, my screen was locked up there. VK2DY, Robert in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales. I'm not transmitting very well. Hold on a second.
Okay, I think that fixed it. Okay, I'm having trouble with these headphones here that are causing an issue with noise. Anyway, it is cold here in Sydney. It was 3.8 degrees Celsius this morning, and we're up to 10.5. We'll probably get into the teens, and that is it. It is definitely winter here. It's officially winter, and it's winter temperatures here. This would be a very typical winter's day here. We rarely get below freezing. We do on occasion here because I'm over on the flat side of the hill, below the Blue Mountains and below the coastal range, and we have this little flat spot here that gets the hottest weather in the summer and the coldest weather in the winter in the Sydney area. Anyway, that aside, Larry said, I had my eye on that that IC705 for the longest time, and it's just, if it were capable of a little bit more power and were a little bit cheaper, I would buy it, but I just can't justify the expense that they're asking for it. So I'm keeping my eye out. I definitely want a new HF transceiver with probably SDR, but I'm not sure that the 705 is the answer to what I'm looking for. But we'll see. There should be new equipment coming out soon, so hopefully something good comes out. Anyway, that's about it for me. VK2DY, back to Matt.
Okay, thank you, Robert. The first time you transmitted, your audio was very, what's the word I'm looking for here? Kind of muddy, very, a lot of bass and not very much treble. So it was a little bit hard to understand. Almost, like muffled, I think, is kind of the word I was looking for. But it got much better when you came back the second time. And yeah, that 705, I'm thinking, is that kind of like a competitor to the old Yaesu, what was it, the 817, the 5-watt portable HF rig? I have a 706, which is not so QRP. I think it does 100 watts. So the 705, I think, is limited to, I don't know if it's 5 watts or 10 watts, something like that. Is that what you were referring to?
Absolutely. That's what I was referring to. I think it's 5, it may be 10, but I really would like something that was capable of 100 watts, VK2DY.
Yes, I understand. If you're going to operate on a battery, you probably want the low power there. But if you've got a power supply with, you know, commercial power, then you really want at least the option of using more. So, well, thank you, Robert. I think I've caught up with everybody on my list here, so I'm ready to take some new check-ins. So if you've been listening, come now with your call sign, and we'll add you to the list. Anybody out there on DMR? Well, looks like we're going to have a very short net this week. Any rechecks? Any comments?
KC3OYZ, just checking to see if I'm getting through all right this time. I think sometimes if I'm too close to the All-Star node, I get that buzz.
There was just a little tinge of buzz after you stopped talking, but I didn't notice it during the time that you were talking. You sounded much better that time. Give me another transmission and let me listen again.
Okay, KC3ELYZ testing.
Yeah, I did not hear anything worth complaining about. That sounded fine to me. Anybody else have any comments?
Wayne, VK6BQQ, I wonder, is Robert on a portable radio of some sort?
Yeah, it's a DMR handheld.
Yeah, QSL. I think Wayne was mentioning power supply. That's a different hum. What you're experiencing was RF getting into it.
Well, it was so much better that last time, Robert, there, that I don't think I would have even mentioned it if that's what you had sounded the first time, you know, earlier in the net when you first checked in. It was really awful. Hopefully, I'll have the archive this week so that you can tune in and hear it yourself. Do we have any more comments or rechecks or new check-ins for this week's net? Okay, I think that means it's time to wrap it up. I should also mention again that we would really like to have one or two or three more net control volunteers. So consider stepping forward and giving it a try. So, where am I here? So, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at 0020 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, you can join us in the SDF talk group on DMR number 31650, or look for us in COM on the SDF, probably in the Anon radio room. So this is Net Control Station, AB9FJ. I'm saying 73 for now.
AB9FJ, VK6BQQ. Do you monitor EchoLink and the VU meter? Your final words there dropped down about 50%. You must have a very directional microphone.
Well, you know, let me try something here. I can see that the view meter is around the 40% mark, but this particular headset, it has kind of a rigid boom for the microphone, and it holds the microphone like several inches away from my mouth. So usually I bend it around like this so that it's only a couple of inches from my mouth, and now I can see that the view meter is peaking up around 70%, maybe sometimes 80%. So this I usually try to keep it in this range here, but if I have to take my left hand off to do something else, it will drop down to this lower level. So does this sound like what you were hearing?
Yeah, exactly. What, do you got the mic hooked up to your hand or something?
No, this is a headset that I picked up at a garage sale. It's a USB headset. I think it was meant for gamers. It's not really designed for ham use, but you know, it mostly works. If I could maybe heat up the plastic and maybe bend it, give it a permanent bend so that it held the microphone closer to my lips, then I would not have to use my hand to bend it, and it would be much better. So it's what it is. Sorry.
Sounds like you need a bigger hammer.
I don't think a hammer would help. I mean, it's kind of a rigid. Well, it's not super rigid, but many of the headsets I have, the microphone boom is like a gooseneck or some other mechanism that allows you to adjust it and then let go of it, and it will stay where you put it. This one is not like that. This one wants to stay, you know, where it was manufactured. It's flexible enough that I can bend it with my hand, so as long as I have my left hand free to do that, then I can bend it so that it's closer to my mouth. But if I have to use my left hand to type or to write something or whatever, then I have to let go. Oops, I've got a phone ringing here. So, I'll talk to you later, Reg.
Sounds like you need to get the hairdryer out and bend the thing. Alrighty, yeah, good to hear you in here. I see the ham conference dropped off and our Florida contacts dropped. VK6PQQ.